we're going to wrap up our media availabilities from today's World of Westgate 200. We are joined by our race-winning team, which is the number 98 ThorSport Racing Ford. We are joined by Allison Thorson on the far left, Grant Enfinger, and David Pepper. David, I actually want to start with you. Pretty big milestone day for you, 500th consecutive truck start. What does that mean for you to get this win?
Dream come true. I told Grant when he was burning out. Sorry, I get a little choked up. This one meant a lot to me. I knew we could win a race together. I knew the timing was going to be when it was important. He ran the race of a lifetime. We've been working really hard together, watching race tape and getting better together, and we picked a good time to win it. And I just want to thank Duke and Rhonda Thorson for 15 years, letting me be here and work on his team. And the guy that gave me my start, Clarence Brewer, and Todd Wilkerson. It wouldn't have been 500 if I wouldn't have had a start with them. And, you know, it's just hundreds of crew members and drivers and people and crew chiefs and everybody that you met along the way. It's the relationships. And to win on this night, it's amazing to me. It's just really special.
Awesome. And Allison, we'll go down to you. What does this mean for you guys at the team? You advanced to the round of six as well.
Obviously, being a family-owned team, we're the longest-running truck series in the truck series, and I think definitely when you're putting all the things, you know, you're putting all the things together. You're working hard. It's a team effort. Grant's been consistent all year. He's been at the top every single race. It was only a matter of time before he got that win. To get a win in the playoffs, that's huge, because obviously there might be just a little bit of relief. But I would say after this race and after, you know, maybe celebrating tonight, you know, tomorrow's a new day and they're going to get back after it because, you know, obviously there's a championship in the sights for sure. I know besides Grant, the crew chief Jeff Hensley, Pepper, who's our general manager as well as a spotter of this team, it's definitely a team effort, and we're very happy.
Absolutely. And Grant, how about you? Your feelings to cap off the day?
Just an unbelievable day. You know, old Pepper over here, he's pretty dry as they come, so kind of happy to see him get choked up a little bit. But just we've put together individual performances that could have won a race throughout the year. Probably had a handful of coulda, woulda, shouldas. And this was the first time we put the whole package together. But really, I mean, we had speed in the truck. We won the race, which is important, but we had the best truck here. That's a testament to ThorSport Racing, testament to Ford Performance. We, we've been searching for this as far as just the speed. They kind of asked me what I did different tonight. I was a little bit more aggressive, but it was the same me. We just had a heck of a truck. Even when we ended up off sequence, I wasn't really worried because our truck was so good. I got worried a few times, and we got in some bad spots, ended up hitting the wall when everything got crazy up there in turns 1 and 2, but didn't do much damage. Nobody really freaked out except me for a minute, and then it's actually Jeff Hensley calming me down for a second. But overall, just really special. Our thoughts, a lot of prayers have been going out to everybody in Carolina. It's about to get hit by a storm, but very, very thankful to have God on our side tonight, and hopefully you're able to leave here and make it home to my wife tonight.
All right, we'll open up to questions for a race-winning team. We'll start on the left with Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Congratulations. I was wondering how many times Sauter was going to have to door you before that switch just flipped, because after you did the interview with Fox, and I think you said we're not going to race with respect like we normally do. We're going to race the way the rest of these guys do. And he tried to put you in the wall so many times. You know, at what point do you have to say enough is enough and kind of run your own deal?
You know, we're not out to get anybody, but, I mean, we're going to race everybody how they race us from here on out. And I mean, it's not really what I want to do at the end of the day, but that's just how these truck races are. And that's not saying anybody out there is a bad guy. It's the position that we're put in. I mean, the focus is on winning races, and that's what we got to do. And you got to be aggressive to win these truck races. So, I didn't want to get pushed up or anything like that. I feel like I cut them a little bit of a break, and we ended up both going to the back after one of those deals. So we were both really, really good trucks. But I feel like we had the best truck out there. And I think at the time it got a little hectic, but I think having the fresher tires helped us at the end. And the motor packages, NASCAR has done such a great job trying to even it out, but they're just not even. And so those motors, while they get great restarts, he couldn't get traction on the start, and we couldn't spin our tires. So it actually worked out for us. It was just a perfect storm, and that's really what we needed. And I think now we're just going to build more and more confidence. And we didn't have the Canada that we needed, but we made up for it tonight. But we have steadily been on an upward trajectory all year, and really proud of the progress we've made. I want to be a contender. I want to have speed like we did tonight every week, and obviously that's the goal. We haven't been consistent enough with our speed, but we've been consistent enough with our racing, and just really proud, thankful for the opportunity from Duke and Rhonda Thorson, proud to have Champion Power Equipment on our truck, and man, just trying to soak it in and live in the moment here.
We'll go to Jim and then Bob.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Grant, typically in these playoffs, drivers who don't win during the regular season don't usually come on fire in the playoffs, but in the first two truck playoff races, we've had first-time winners this season. Do you think that's a kind of an indication that maybe this season's playoffs might not be so cut and dry or predictable as everyone first thought?
I mean, it's never going to be predictable when I think it's you know, three races for a season almost, you know, and then it's another three races. I think by the time we get to the Homestead, the cream's going to rise to the top. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, with this format, you don't necessarily have to be the most dominant team all year. You've got to peak at the right times. And I'm hoping that we're doing just that. And you know, not just the 98 team, I don't know how Maya did tonight, but the 41 and the 88, we were all up there at the end. We all had fast trucks. We all had speed. I mean, we hadn't seen that very much last year, but this year we're seeing it more and more that we as a group, we've had speed a handful of times now. So I'm very proud of that.
I don't want to interrupt him, but I think we had four in the top six. So we're proud of everybody on our team. We had a great night.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. I guess this is for Pepper. Why did Matt have the Yates engine and then I guess the rest have the NT1? And what would be the plan going forward?
You know, we're just experimenting. You know, we've got to try everything. We made a decision to make that change here and see what it did. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, you know, coming to a race like this and have a problem. So we felt better if we kind of spread that across the teams. We feel like both packages are good. We just wanted to see what it would do. Obviously, it ran really well tonight. All of our trucks ran really well. They came here with basically the same setups, a few changes for the drivers. You know, we're just trying to get better. That's really all we're trying to do. So moving forward, I mean, we're going to evaluate every single race. We've got to give our guys the best opportunity to win. You know, we do that every single week, whether it's with the engines, the bodies, the pit crew. We're going to evaluate. You know, we'll go back home. I know we're sitting here celebrating a win. We're gonna celebrate it tonight, and we'll go back home. And we've got four trucks that we need to go try to win races with at Talladega. So we've got to draft together, and we'll be thinking about that in the next 2.5 weeks.
Go ahead in the middle.
Tom Zaleski, Erin County Today. Grant and or Dave, one of you can answer this. What was the thought process, the thinking, the stress level when the red flag hit and you were waiting after the third attempt to finish this down the stretch?
I was pretty calm, honestly, during the red flag. I was probably more heated when, you know, we were up in the fence in 1 and 2, and then when we were the only ones that didn't take tires right there at that time. So the red flag was kind of a chance to get me to catch my breath a little bit, I'd say.
I think he took a nap, and I sat down on the spotter stand and just kind of collected my thoughts. So there wasn't any panic. I think what he said earlier, we were confident all night. We had a good truck, and he could roll the high side on guys and get a good run, and he ran a great race tonight. So I wasn't nervous at all.
So the no tire call felt right? Did the no tire call feel right in your mind?
I think it was right. You know, I didn't question it. You know, when it happened, I felt like there'd be another caution. I didn't know exactly how it was going to play out, and I just kind of put it out of my mind. I mean, there wasn't anything we could do about it at the time, but I think at the end of the day, it ended up being an advantage. But like I said, the other thing was we had the best truck out here too. So I will say this, towards the very end of a run, when we get 30, 35 laps in the tires, we would drop off a little bit. So we didn't have to fight that on the last stint, and we didn't have to worry about fuel. So I think it ended up being a good call.
Yeah, I think Jeff did a great job making that call. I mean, we're going to live and die in every call together, and we support each other. I mean, we talk about it every week. We're a team. We say it before the start of the race on the pace lap. Everybody have fun and do the best you can. We'll see what happens.
We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire. Grant, you were saying the other day that you thought you could win this race. What's it like now to go to Talladega and be able to race stress-free?
Man, I think we're one of the only two guys that can kind of enjoy Talladega a little bit. So, I think our stress level will be a little bit down for that one. We're camping out there in the outside with a bunch of guys like we have been the last few years there at Talladega. So hoping, we can actually enjoy this one. And then it'll be stress to the max again once we get to Martinsville, Texas, Phoenix. And then I honestly feel really good about our chances in that second round to make it to Homestead.
Any additional questions for a race-winning team? Go right back there in the back.
Spencer Hill, ESPN Radio, Albuquerque, and the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Grant, can you just walk us through that final restart and talk about how much of a sigh of relief this is for you guys?
Yeah, I played it out a lot in my head and said a lot of prayers. But cleaned the tires off really good, and we'd had good restarts. When we weren't put in really bad spots, we had good restarts all night. So I felt like it was to our advantage. And I think any of those scenarios with us restarting on the front row was going to be to our advantage because we had better tires. Even if it had been a long round there at the end, I think it had been to our advantage. But you just never know how those runs are going to play off. If somebody gets a big suck on you, they can put you in a bad spot in a hurry. So fortunately, we were able to get through the gears really good and cleared them, right there halfway into turn one. And then at that point, I was driving from spotter and from my mirror a little bit to try to make sure Johnny didn't get a big run on us. But, man, it just worked out, and that's what we needed tonight. We had the best truck, and it worked out. And we can do that everything perfectly, in a couple weeks at Talladega, and it not work out. But we're going to be happy with this right now and be thankful for what we got.
Go to Chris, and then we'll go back to Dominic.
Chris Knight, CatchLens.com. Grant, I was just curious where you felt like the 98 team was as far as the playoffs concerned. Do you feel like that you guys are championship four contenders, or do you guys feel like you still have work to do in order to get there and be a threat for the championship?
I mean, we're contenders, but we're not the favorites by any means, but we are on the right trajectory. I feel like we're a solid truck week in and week out, and we've hit it four or five times here speed-wise to be able to win races. But tonight we put everything together. I think as time goes on and all of our confidence rises, I think you'll see that more and more. And I feel like, we truly haven't been a championship team all year, but I feel like by the time we get to Homestead, we will be.
Go ahead.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts. Just curious, based on how well you've run this season, did it surprise you that it took you this long to win and it took you 41 races to reach victory lane again in the series?
I didn't know it was that long, but I know it was a while, a year and a half for sure. I'm disappointed we hadn't won before this for sure. But what I'm more proud of than disappointed is the fact that all the progress we had made. I mean, honestly, this time last year, on a given day, we were about a 10th place truck, and we'd hit it, and we'd be a top five truck. This year, we're about a 5th place, 6th place truck, and when we hit it, we can win. So I'm proud of that, proud of all the progress we came across the board. Me and Pepper had issues this year working together. The pit crew had issues. I mean, everybody has just stepped up across the board. Has not been one area. Hadn't just been me or Hensley or anything like that. The whole – everybody has bought in and everybody has stepped up their work ethic and their energy they put forth to it, and everybody is all in. And I feel like everybody kind of believes in what we got going on, and that's all I can really ask for.
Anything final for the team? All right, well, Allison, Grant, and David, congratulations. Good luck in the round of six.
Thank you.